The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezvav. The Gemara here on the Amid base says that Rav Yochanan said, Noagwa Am Becharuvin Kiev Nechemya. There's a custom by the population that with regard to care of trees, they follow the opinion of Rav Nechemya. So Eisve Ishlokish asked the Kasha to Rav Yochanan from a Braisa, that the Braisa says, when Yeshua Shviya Shalem Shniyo, the Nisha Oisa is the Sholish Hashonim. Shlokish asked the Kasha and Rav Yochanan from a Braisa that says, now like Yim Nechemya. The Braisa says that that these Bnei Shuach, they have the Shemitah in the second year of Shemitah, because they make payers only once in 3 years. Their fruits only get finished in the second year of Shemitah, and we have to follow Chanota, and therefore when they started becoming a fruit, and therefore Shemitah is going to apply in the second year, which is going to be now like the opinion of Reb Nechemya. So Ishtik, so Reb Yochanan heard the kasha and he was quiet. Amalei Abba HaKoyin, Reb Yosi HaKoyin. Abba HaKoyin told Reb Yosi HaKoyin, Amai Ishtik, why did Reb Yochanan have to be quiet? Leimalei, Reb Yochanan should answer to Reish Lakish, I told the opinion of Ibn Nechemya. You're answering me back, Rabbanon. We're going to follow Ibn Nechemya. So the Gemara says, Mishim da'amalei shavkiz Rabban v'avdiz ki Ibn Nechemya. Yochanan did not want to say that because then Reish Lakish would have replied, why do you follow the opinion of Ibn Nechemya against the opinion of the Chachamim, which are the majority? You should follow the majority. So he asked him a different question. Why didn't Rav Yochanan respond to Reish Lakish and say, I was saying that that's the custom. So whatever the custom is, that's what you have to follow. And you're asking me from a braisa, so what that the Rabbanan disagree, but the custom is a custom. So the Gemara answers back to Amar Lei, because Reish Lakish would have replied back, because that's not an answer. You can't follow a custom against the halacha. So if Yochanan knew that the question is a good question and he couldn't answer, we're going to follow the custom, since we don't follow customs against halacha. So then the Gemara asks, he continued to ask, should have asked, that you're asking me from a deraisa, and I'm only talking about a derabbanan. In any case, you see, Rav Yochanan was talking about a derabbanan, and you see that Rav Yochanan, the Gemara explains that Rav Yochanan certainly believed that you can't follow a custom which will violate a halacha, even if it's only a derabbanan. So many poskim use this Gemara as a source to tell us that you can't follow customs that go minhagim, that go kineged halacha, even when it only pertains to a iser derabbanan. Because you see over here, even though we're only discussing out the iser derabbanan, like the Gemara clearly states, nevertheless, we're not going to follow the minig if the minig is against halacha. So in truth, there's a big discussion about this. The Marik in Shoyrish Tes seems to say, bringing a raya from a Gemara Menachos, which Baz Hashem will see soon, that we follow customs even if they are keneged halacha. So the Pri Chodosh brings down this Marik, and he says, we can't follow customs based on our Gemara. And you can't tell me, says the Pri Chodosh, that there's a difference between if it's against a Torah law or if it's against a rabbinic law, because our Gemara is clear that even if it's a rabbinic law, we still do not follow the custom. And so we see clearly from a tshuva, two tshuvas of the Rivash, that we don't follow a custom if it goes against halacha. So, what's the raya of the Marik? Marik brings a raya from the Gemara in Yevamis and Menachos. The same Gemara is in Yevamis and Menachos. The Gemara says, Yevamis Tavkuf Beis, Amar Rabbi, Amar Rav Kahan, Amar Rav. Rabbi says in the name of Rav Kahan and in the name of Rav, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us that you're kudu chalitza with a shoe, we will listen to Eliyahu HaNavi. Ein cholzim b'sandal. But if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us that you can't use a sandal to do chalitza, ein shaymalei, then we would not listen to Eliyahu HaNavi. Shekfar no agua on b'sandal. Because it's already a minog, it's already a custom to use a sandal for chalitza. So, says the Marik, you see from here, that even if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells us a halacha, if Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell us, it must be that's the halacha. Nevertheless, you won't follow him, because it goes against the custom. You see, a custom overrides halacha. So how do we get out of this question? If we'll say, like the Pri Chodosh, which we'll soon see by the Hashem, really there are many Rishonim. Pri Chodosh says that it's Rivash that says like that. In the truth, there are many, many Rishonim that say like this Pri Chodosh. First of all, there's a Bala Itur. The Bala Itur says in Hilchas Chalitza, that when we say minog mevatel halacha, there's a memory that minog could override halacha. That's only by a minog she'ein by iser. It's only by a minog that doesn't have an iser involved. Aval levatel or iser le'iloi, says the Itur, that if it's going kineged halacha, kineged iser, we can't follow the minog. Midamina bebekamet yosh hashan makim iser kinagim mishab kinelu, and he brings on our Gemara as a source. And in truth, there's also a Rambam. The Rambam, in the third parak of Shvisas also, says a minig cannot override any iser. It cannot tell us to violate any iser. It could only tell us to prohibit something that's halakhically permissible. But it can't permit something that's halachically prohibited. And there's also a Rashbat in his Chidushin to Rosh Hashanah over here. He says the same thing. B'makim Isser, in the place of the Isser, wherever there's a minig, we don't follow it. Yeah? He says from this Gemara, you bring a raya, that you don't follow a minig if there's an Isser. In such cases, I don't say minig mevatel halacha. So the question is, so we have many Rishonim, and really there's more, but Hashem, hopefully later we'll see more opinions, that we don't follow halacha, a minig when it violates halacha. So the question is, if so, how do we explain this Gemara in Yevamis and Menachos? The Rav said that if Eliyahu HaNavi would tell us not to use a sandal for chalitza, we won't listen to him. Why not listen to him? If Eliyahu says so, it's a halacha. You can't follow a minig to violate halacha. So some want to answer based on a Rambam. The Rambam in his Akdamah to Pirush HaMishnayis And also in Paraktes, Milchus Yisrael De'atayr says that you can't add or deduct from any mitzvahs of the Torah, even with a Navi, even al derech nevuah. Says the Rambam, Umishim hachi amru im yavar liyavar yayme nechot mesandol in shem eloi. Says the Rambam, that's why the Gemara says that even if Eliyahu tells us you can't use a sandal, we don't listen to Eliyahu HaNavi. Avil Eliyahu ba'ol ivata min again shem eloi. The minig shenag meseo tayri, v'lei v'ashamayimi. Says the Rambam, a Navi cannot change Torah. Since Torah was given to people, once Hashem gave us the Torah, a Navi can't change the Torah, and a Navi can't even change a Minog, because Minog is also Torah, and Nevi'im can't change Minhagim, and therefore, we can't, that's why we don't, as Elio would say, not to use a sandal for Chalit, we wouldn't listen. So Torah is no longer in Shemayim. Torah is no longer in Shemayim. The problem, so l'chayah, this is a way to get out of the Gemara. The Gemara's intention is not that Minig overrides halacha, but rather Eliyahu HaNavi can't establish a halacha because Torah lay b'shamayim. The problem with this explanation is that it's apparently the Rambam learned like this, but it seems to be very hard to learn, to understand, because the Gemara is saying that it's a Minig. The Gemara says the reason why I don't listen to Eliyahu, Shekfar Noagu. The Gemara is mashma that it's because of the Minig, and if not for the fact that there was a Minig, I would listen to Eliyahu HaNavi. Why does it have to be that there's a Minig? Even if there's no Minig, you shouldn't listen to Eliyahu HaNavi because Torah lay b'shamayim. If Torah is not in Shemayim, then even if there's a Minig, whether there's a Minig, whether there's no Minig, we should not listen to Eliyahu HaNavi. There is a Me'iri in Mesachti Yevamis that explains the Gemara as follows. The Gemara means to say if Eliyahu HaNavi would come to establish a new halach, if Eliyahu HaNavi would want to create a new Isser, a new Gzeira, if he would want to establish a new Takana, not to use a sandal because of some suspicion that by using a sandal it would come to something or some whatever, that he can't do. Eliyahu HaNavi, we can't establish new Takanis, new Isurim, a rabbinical Takana can be instituted to go against the Minhag. That's what it's saying. But in a Chanami, Eliyahu HaNavi would tell us that the Torah's halacha is such and such, we would have to follow Eliyahu HaNavi, even though it's keneged a minhag. Now those that want to say that the intention, the Pre-Chodosh is saying, Pre-Chodosh uses some words like this. Pre-Chodosh says, Kol shem muskam isuroi, any isur, any prohibition that is agreed upon, we can't override it with a minhag. So some want to learn from those words of the Pre-Chodosh that he's saying any isur that's agreed upon, he's coming to exclude an isur that's in up for discussion. A prohibition that there's a machloikis about, if there's a dispute about whether the isur is applicable or not, then we could use the minhag to follow one of the opinions, even if it's not the main opinion. Even if halacha would follow one opinion, the minig would be able to follow the other opinion, once there is such another opinion on the table. So, wish some to explain the Pre-Chodosh. However, comes the Steich Hamed. This is in Mareches Mem Klal Amid Ches. He has a whole arichus about this topic. And he says, you can't explain like that in the Pre-Chodosh. How could you say that that's what the Pre-Chodosh means? We know the whole source of this concept, that you can't follow a minhag against to override halacha, is from our Gemara. In our Gemara itself, there's a machlokes. The Gemara itself, by us, is talking about a case where there's a machlokes and says that you can't follow an opinion that's not halacha, even though you have a minig that follows that opinion. You see, even in a place where there's a dispute what the halacha is, once the main halacha follows one opinion, once the halacha establishes how to paskin, what the halacha is, we can't follow the other opinion, even if you have a minig. Says this Techemed, what the Pichadish means is, all the Bichadish means is the Bichadish uses some words. We know that it's a Gemara. Malacha Refefes Biyotcha, it's a Gemara. Malacha Refefes Biyotcha Pukhazi Mayamedvar. If the halacha is weak in your hand, in other words, if it's shaky, if it's gray, what the halacha is, then you follow the minhag. The Rosh explains what that means is that if it's a safek, if halacha has a safek, if poskim have a safek, how to paskin, and there's already an established minhag, we could assume that those that established the minhag were machriya that way. We could follow the minhag if we would want a paskin, it would be a suffix had a paskin. So then the minhag could tell us how to paskin. But other than that, we can't follow a minhag. Now, there is a Yerushalmi, which is brought down in Rishonim and Poiskim, that talks about, that says, minhag mevatel halacha. It's talking about laws of mominess. So the Rishonim there explain, you want to know why minig mevatel halacha? Minig will override halacha when it comes to laws of mominess, when it pertains to monetary laws. So then minig overrides halacha. Even though Shulchan Aruch would say that the way of hiring somebody normally includes an obligation to do such and such, but if in this city, if in this place and time, the custom is that when you hire a worker, you don't do that, so then the custom will override what the Shulchan Aruch says. So there, the Rishonim explain, it's because hefker bez and hefker. In other words, the minhag is mevatel halacha, but by monetary laws, if we have a concept of hefker bez and hefker, bezin could override halacha, it could take away money from one person, give it to another. So when by monetary law, that's why minig could override halacha. Also, many times the halacha itself is only explanation, is only explaining what the regular custom is. It's only explaining what people have in mind. So in such cases, minig could override halacha. By monetary laws, there it makes sense, there it's logical, there we do accept the concept that minhag could override halacha, and specifically you have to know which cases we say, which cases we don't. But there the concept exists, like the Yerushalmi says, because the whole, many monetary halachas, the entire halacha is only an explanation of what people mean and intend. And therefore, if the custom is otherwise, the people's intention is otherwise, and therefore, it's not really a violation of the halacha. The halacha itself really recognizes the custom. And Adarabba, the Rishonim that explained the reason why minhag is mevatel halacha by mominess is because hefker bez and hefker, they're obviously understanding that in when it comes to halacha of iser, when it comes to prohibitions, iser v'heter, then we don't say that minhag is mevatel halacha. They have to give a specific reasoning why by monetary laws we say minhag mevatel halacha, because they obviously held that when it's not monetary laws, we can't say minhag mevatel halacha. And I think it's worth ending with the halacha. How do we paskin the gabe this marik and the pichadish who disagrees with marik? So the truth is, the Magen Avraham brings down this marik. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Purim says that you should not be mezalzel. The Simchat Tofresh Tzadi brings down, says that you should not be mezalzel any minig. Every minig is very choshuv. So for example, banging by the hamans when we read the Megillah. Says the Imam, don't be mezalzel on any minig. A minig is a very chashuv thing. Comes the Mogen Avraham, and he brings down this Marik, that a minig is so strong that it's even Mevatel Halacha. Right over there, the Chassam Sofer comes and disagrees with Marik. He points out that the Bichodash disagrees strongly with this Marik, and we don't follow the Marik. The Bialacha as well, Mishneh Berurah is in the Bialacha over there, and Simitov Eish Tzadi brings down the Mogen Avraham, who brings down the Marik. And then he brings down the Chassam Sofer, who brings down the Bichodesh, who disagrees with the Marik. And the Chayre, that is the main halacha, that a minog cannot override a halacha of Isser, even if it's only an Isser derabbanon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.